Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Anyways, tell us about changing your universe. What is that?
Yeah. So before I wrote this book, How to Change Your Universe, and I just got to say that I didn't plan to write this book. It wasn't part of the game plan, the main thing that I was going to do. It was something that just happened, basically. While I was, I have a daily meditation that I do, and I've been doing it now for 35 years, and it's getting deeper and deeper, but there was a period of time about a year and a half ago where every time I sat to meditate, it's like somebody was reading me this book, and I would transcribe it after the meditation, and then I thought, well, this is crazy stuff. This is really out there. I'll write it, maybe for my kids just to give them an idea of like an alternative way to look at the universe. And I wrote the book just basically from what was coming through, and then I shared it with a couple of people, and some of them, for example, one of them is Robert Peng, who's a Qi Kung master who has 150,000 students around the world, and probably what I consider the most evolved person I've ever met. He basically said he read the book word for word twice and loved it, and I've been getting that type of feedback, and so I decided to let it go off into the world. And so we just kind of announced it to our audience a couple of weeks ago. But what it is, basically, and again, it's really far, it's out there stuff, so I'm just going to preface it with that, is that it talks about the fact that we're living in a multiverse. We're not living in a universe. We're used to thinking of life in terms of there's one universe, there's one world, there's the past happened already, the present is now, and the future hasn't happened yet. And we got to do all these things to try to protect the future and make it the best future possible and fight and protect and do whatever we have to do. And what's happened, at least in physics, over the last 50 years or so is that it's becoming pretty much undeniable that we're living in a multiverse, that there's an infinite number of parallel universes that that exist. And there's a version, possibly, of ourselves living all these different universes. So there's a version of the universe where you win the lottery, for example. There's a version of the universe where you didn't buy a lottery ticket. There's a version of the universe where, God forbid, you get in a car accident. There's another version of the universe where, you become president of whatever. So there's all these different versions of reality, and we're living these different versions. And what came through in this book and what I experienced in my own life and through my own observation is that we're actually moving through these universes all the time without knowing it. So we might be in one timeline, and then certain things might happen where we are in a completely different timeline with a different result. And it's kind of a timely message, because if you look at what's going on in the world, like you said, it's so crazy right now, and there's so much fear around what's going to happen globally to the economy and to the world and governments and all these different things. And we need to know as much as possible, and we need to protect ourselves on that, on a, like a logical level. But there's something else we can do. We can be conscious of the fact that we're actually moving through parallel universes all the time, and there's a process and a logic to it, and we can participate in it. And we can participate in doing certain things that will enable us to be in the best timeline possible. And if we're in the best timeline possible, it not only means that maybe we have the best job or the best relationship or we're the healthiest or most prosperous, it may also mean that the world situation is the best possible world situation too. So it's another way to direct your efforts, and it's an internal way of directing your efforts, and raising your energy is really what you're doing to get to the best possible timeline, the best universe possible, where everything that you want to happen, where you're safe and loved and happy and healthy and abundant. And it gives you certain steps. The book gives you certain steps to do that.
In these multiverses, are we able to alter things, or are they already predetermined?
So they're already predetermined, but what we are able to alter is which version of the universe that we're going to be experiencing. If you think of it like a movie, if I hand you a movie, like a reel that you would see, you know, in a movie theater, so it's on a big reel, all the pictures are there, maybe there's 32 frames a second or whatever it is, they're all there, it's already happened already, but you haven't experienced that movie. So you got to watch that movie frame by frame to see what's going to happen, but it's already happened already. And there's an infinite number of versions of that. And what you're going to experience is whatever combinations of the multiverse that will create the outcome that you're meant to experience based on a whole bunch of things that we talk about in the book. But it is all predetermined. Each specific universe is predetermined, and that it gets into a conversation of time, where time is sort of like we have this idea that the future hasn't happened yet, when in reality, the future is happening now, the past is happening now, everything's happening now, and time is just kind of our way of assimilating it all and making sense of it all. So all of these different multiverses, they've all happened already, but what you experience is going to be unique based on your journey through the different movies, so to speak. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Now, tell us what happened to you. You had some experience, didn't you, where you kind of saw some of these different universes?
I did, yeah.
What happened?
This is back in 2006, and I did something. I did a 21-day water-only fast, and I didn't know this at the time, but doing a water-only fast is one of the best ways to open your energy channels and clear your body out and allow higher energies to go through you and have higher, you know, level perceptions. So I did this 21-day water fast, and afterwards, I still wasn't hungry for like another week. I practically didn't eat anything. And then I had this kind of experience of cosmic consciousness. And it's something I've never shared before. And this was another reason where I was not thinking that I was going to actually share this book, because it was a kind of a private experience. And it's hard to describe, but what happened was I had this experience where I was aware that we were living, that there wasn't just this universe, but there was an infinite number of other universes, and I felt like I had an awareness of all of them. It was almost like my body was the multiverse, like each cell was a different universe, and I had kind of awareness of all of this. And this went on for a couple of days, and I had these conversations with people where I could actually see the energy in their body. And again, you know, George, I know this is crazy, way out there stuff, but take it for what it is. This is what happened to me. I could see, I would have conversations with people, and I could see the energy in their body. And I remember having this conversation with somebody. We were at the store, and I just bumped into this lady, and I could see the energy running through her body, and she was complaining about her life, and she was complaining that she wasn't in the place that she wanted to be in her life, and she didn't know how to get there. And I could see like white light and yellow light running through her body. And I could also see that she had a blockage where the light couldn't get through, and it was lowering her energy. It was lowering her vibration and keeping her in a lower version, a lower of what she wanted to experience. as I'm talking to her, I actually was concentrating on that blockage, and I saw the blockage open up, and I saw the energy was more able to run through her, and it was almost like, you know, the dimmer switch on a light bulb that got her energy got brighter and brighter. And what I saw in that moment as I was talking to her was she actually shifted to a higher level universe where she was going to be able to see, do the things that she wanted to do. I could see her future as like a timeline. I could see it. I could see her past also was a different, slightly different past. She actually moved into a different timeline with a slightly different past and a different future, and the different future was the one that she wanted. And I don't remember the conversation, but I remember when that happened, she started crying profusely and hugging me as if we, probably based on some kind of something that happened in the conversation, which I don't remember, but that's what she was crying about. But I knew that what was happening was she was having some sort of cathartic reaction because that block had opened up and she was a much later, much brighter version of herself.
Now you've also, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, and this was happening, this went on for like 3 or 4 days, and then it went away, and that was very depressing when it went away, because it was an incredible experience. But that was before I had any thoughts of the multiverse, or before you started seeing it all the time on like Marvel shows, and you know, and before physicists started talking about making computers based on parallel universes, which is something that we can talk about. But it's before all that, and it was something that stayed with me as an awareness that this is a reality that we're not perceiving.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've talked about how some physicists have calculated that at the time of the Big Bang, whatever that was, that up to 500 possible other universes were created.
Yeah. So there was this expand. This is what's happening right now, is that we're in this place in physics where it's almost inescapable. I say almost, but it's nearly inescapable, the fact that we're living in this multiverse with parallel universes. But there was some calculations based on the Big Bang. There was an expansion phase in the Big Bang where for a couple of seconds the universe expanded at this incredibly accelerated rate. And when you run the math on that, and I don't know the math, I'm just saying what the physicists said, but when you run the math on that, apparently 10 to the 500th other universes were created at the exact same time. And just to put that in perspective, what 10 to the 500th looks like, 10 to the 83 is the number of atoms in the universe.
Wow.
10 to the 84 is 10 times the number of atoms in the universe. 10 to the 85 is 100 times, you know, the number of atoms in the universe. This is 10 to the 500. So it's truly, truly inconceivable number. But that was just one example of how physicists, and, you know, physicists don't want to, in a lot of ways, physicists don't like being physicists right now because physics is so crazy.
It's changing every other day, isn't it?
What's that?
It's changing all the time.
Yeah, it's changing all the time. And now they've come up with these quantum computers, and many physicists, Max Tegmark, a physicist from MIT, and David Deutsch, have said that these quantum computers, the way they run is on parallel universes. So Google, the Department of Defense, and China have come up with these quantum computers that are so fast. The one in China solved a problem in 3.5 minutes that a normal computer, our best normal computer, would take billions of years to solve.
Oh, my God.
And it did in 3.5 minutes. And basically, if every single atom in the universe was a computer chip, a normal computer could not solve the problem that quickly. The only way the computer can solve it is by taking advantage of parallel universes. So the quantum particles are moving into parallel universes to do, you know, no pun intended, parallel processing. But that's what's happening, is that we're already, it's not only is parallel, the concept of parallel universes, not just a theory, but the most powerful organizations in the world, Google, the Department of Defense in China, are now taking advantage of parallel universes to solve problems.
John, explain to us the Mandela effect.
Yeah. You know, I was one of those people that actually had the Mandela effect happen to them. But the Mandela effect is when, back in 2013, and I remember this actually happening, I think it was 2013 when Nelson Mandela died, I just had this passing thought. I thought he died back in 1992. And I remember this whole thing about, there was a lawsuit with Winnie Mandela, and she was kind of dragging his name through the mud, and it looked really bad. And I just had but it was just a passing thought. But apparently, millions and millions of people had the same thought,
that he had died.
That Nelson Mandela died in the 90s, in the early 90s.
They did the same thing with the actor Jack Palance.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody thought he was dead. And he was still alive like 10 years later.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that Jack Palance. There's a lot of them, a lot of really interesting ones. But they gave it the name, the Mandela Effect. And the Mandela Effect is when millions of people have a false memory, or a memory that's not here, or at least a memory that's not in this timeline and in this universe. And there's some really, really interesting ones, Mandela Effects, that the thing about a Mandela Effect is, if you don't have that memory, it's just because you weren't in that version of reality. You weren't in that universe. You didn't have that past, that memory. But millions and millions of people will have the same thing. For example, some big ones for me personally are, there's a biblical one. You know the saying, The something and the lamb shall lie down together. It's from Isaiah 11:16 or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right, and apparently it doesn't even say that or something like that.
Yeah, so it's the lion. But most people think that it's the lion and the lamb shall lay down together. That's how most people know it, the lion and the lamb. And apparently it's not the lion and the lamb. It's never been the lion and the lamb, at least in this time frame. It's the wolf and the lamb. And it's got people very upset about it. Then there's a couple others, like in Snow White, the queen, she said something on the wall, who's the fairest one of all. Do you have a recollection of what that is?
Mirror on the wall.
Yeah, mirror, mirror on the wall. Well, apparently it's not mirror, mirror on the wall, and it's never been mirror, mirror on the wall. It's magic mirror on the wall in this timeline.
I think cartoons did that to us.
maybe so. There's some of these. There's explanations. Some of them aren't. Another one is Ed McMahon. That's a really big one. Many of us have a recollection of Ed McMahon going door to door with checks and for
Publishers Clearinghouse
with these big checks, right? So apparently, in this timeline at least, Ed McMahon never worked for Publishers Clearinghouse, and he never delivered checks door to door. He worked for another company. I don't even remember what it is. They're defunct now. But the thing is, Ed McMahon remembers delivering checks door to door because he talked about it in interviews. And Johnny Carson went into an interview with David Letterman with a big check, saying that Ed McMahon couldn't be here. It said Publishers Clearinghouse. It was a big check. And so everybody, Johnny Carson, even Ed McMahon, they all remember it, but apparently it didn't happen that way.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.